Nate was still studying his cuticles. What I think is that Johnson is sending American boys over there to die for no reason. It isn't imperialism or colonialism like Harry Swiderowski believes. It's not any ism at all. Johnson's got it all mixed up in his mind with Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone and the New York Yankees, that's all. And if I think that, I ought to say that. I ought to try to stop it. That's what I learned in church, in school, even in the darn Boy Scouts of America. You're supposed to stand up. If you see something happening that's wrong, like a big guy beating up a little guy, you're supposed to stand up and at least try to stop it. But I was afraid my mother'd see a picture of me getting arrested and cry. Nate raised his head, and we saw he was crying himself. Just a little. Wet lids and lashes, no more than that. For him, it was a big deal, though. I found out one thing, he said. What that is on the back of Stoke Jones's jacket. What? Skip asked. A combination of two British Navy semaphore letters. Look. Nate stood up with his bare heels together. He lifted his left arm straight up toward the ceiling and dropped his right down to the floor, making a straight line. That's N. Next, he held his arms out at 45-degree angles to his body. I could see how the two shapes, when superimposed, would make the shape Stoke had inked on the back of his old duffel coat. This one's D. N-D, Skip said. So? The letters stand for Nuclear Disarmament. Bertrand Russell invented the symbol in the 50s. He drew it on the back of his notebook. He called it a peace sign. Cool, Skip said. Nate smiled and wiped under his eyes with his fingers. That's what I thought, he agreed. It's a groove thing. I dropped the needle on the record, and we listened to Phil Oakes sing, groove to it, as we Atlanteans used to say.